The city of Charlotte has undertaken several large capital projects in recent years. The streetcar, the Blue Line extension, the transformation of Bojangles Arena into an amateur sports complex. One of the largest has received comparatively little attention, a new $80 million emergency communications center. WFAE's Ben Bradford explains how it fits into a larger effort to upgrade our aging 911 system.
When you call 911, it goes to CMPD headquarters, to one half of a muted earth tone room. Operators sit in gray wheel-shaped clusters of cubicles, wearing headsets and each facing multiple computer screens.
Hello 911, do you need police, fire, or medic?
That's always the opening question, and the answer determines where your call goes next. Each department has its own call center and its own dispatch.
Let me go ahead and get you over to Charlotte Fire. Stay on the line. Don't hang up, okay?
Thank you.
I'm calling 911.
Department, what is the address of your emergency?
It took about 20 seconds from the opening question to the caller reaching the fire department. If you need more than one service or don't know which one, it can take longer.
Hi, I'd like to report an accident. Are there any injuries? I don't think so.
And you may find yourself repeating your story.
And a blue Beamer, yellow light? Hold on, I think I've got an injury.
Okay, they do need an ambulance?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
All right.
Part of the idea behind the Joint Communications Center is to eliminate those delays. Every department's call takers and dispatchers will be located on the same floor, and they want to cut out transfers, so callers only need to speak to one person, says CMPD Captain Bill Boger, who heads the 911 call division.
You know, there's that little bit of a delay there, but you know, hopefully, with everybody being a universal call taker, then there is no delay at all. To coin a phrase the fire department uses, they say seconds save lives.
Maybe it's surprising that in 2014, our current system relies on transfers. But consider that 911 is old technology. The current system dates back to 1987. There have been updates throughout the years, most notably incorporating cell phones, but
the 911 infrastructure hasn't changed much over the past 20 years for a reason. It works extremely well.
Trey Forgety of the National Emergency Number Association.
In the public safety community, we're often very conservative about making changes to things that aren't broken.
But that can also make it difficult to integrate commonplace digital technologies.
Okay, you're near Rental Car Road.
Here, Christy Simpson is answering a call about an accident in a rental car parking lot.
And what's going on there?
She inputs the type of vehicles and any other relevant info the caller supplies. CMPD dispatchers and officers can read it.
Do you need a medic?
If the answer is yes and Simpson transfers the call, the information won't go along with it. That's set to change in September when the Charlotte Fire Department gets a new dispatch system. CMPD is also preparing to accept text messages. Only a handful of 911 centers in the country can do that. Ultimately, Captain Boger says they want to be able to receive pictures and video, which could help responders as they approach a scene.
That's moving on down the road, a couple years down the road. You know, you're getting more and more information pumped into 911 centers. So we're going to need to increase staffing in order to be able to handle the workload.
Which brings us back to the Joint Communications Center. That's actually the original impetus for it. 911 calls have been increasing. They're up more than 10% to 900,000 this year, Boger says. And CMPD's running out of room. Police and fire saw an opportunity to move a number of like services into one location, and 911 is just a piece of that.
Looking at potentially having to move them or build a new center, you know, the two chiefs said, listen, if we're going to build one, let's build one for everybody.
Deputy Fire Chief Jim Doolin.
This will be a more than just a joint communications center. It's also going to be the city-county emergency operations center. The city-county 311 system will be in there because a lot of those things kind of fit together.
Dispatchers will have easy access to video feeds from police and transportation department cameras because they, too, will be on the same floor. Co-locating services is happening around the country. Fairfax County, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., may have been the first in 2009. Director Steve Souter speaks positively of the change.
Anybody that works in our facility is immediately aware of the fact that, gee whiz, this is a lot better at doing it this way.
People who once only talked by phone now see each other every day. They know each other better, and they work together more effectively. He also says it's saved on cost.
You don't have a duplication of effort. You don't have multiple systems being bought when one system will suffice. There's many economies that are associated with putting things under one roof.
In Charlotte, officials also tout eventual savings, despite the project's $80 million cost. The city has approved $68 million in bonds over the past 2 years, with the other $12 million coming from dedicated 911 funds. That's more than for any other current capital project, although the streetcar project and the Blue Line extension have a higher total cost. The new center is expected to open just north of Uptown in 2018. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.